From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
They say the eyes are the windows to the soul. Well, this week, scores of residents have been given the chance to see the world with new eyes. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. More than 300 residents in Manchester, Clarendon and St. Elizabeth now have the chance to see the world in a fresh new light thanks to Mind, Body and Soul Ministry and the Kiran and Pallavi Patel Family Foundation. Because of both organizations, free cataract surgeries were performed on 338 persons earlier this month at the Mandeville Regional Hospital. Co-founder of the Florida-based Mind, Body and Soul, Horace Morgan, says this is the fourth mission to Jamaica.
We created it because we wanted to make a difference in the lives of those who are underserved. Those persons who, because of financial restraint or lack of access to medical care, who had to do without it, we created it so we could bring the care to them.
Mr. Morgan says providing this critical service sometimes takes the mission team far and wide into the nooks and crannies of the countryside. He admits, however, that the hard work is more than paid off after a patient removes the bandages from their eyes for the very first time.
This morning when I got up, the first thing I looked at was a video from a woman who, yesterday morning, they took off the bandage. She said, "Oh, I can see. And I could feel it right here. It was very emotional because I realized that all we do is for this. This is a thank you that we get. This is what fulfills us."
Project partner, the Kiran and Pallavi Patel Family Foundation, has extended its reach. The organization's volunteers not only aided with the annual cataract camp, but they're also helping to renovate the Alexandria Hospital in St. Anne.
I went to Dr. Patel because I wanted to get assistance with shipping because we had, at that time, 50 barrels and 104 boxes to ship to Jamaica.
Dr. Patel, founder of the Patel Family Foundation, highlights the importance of giving back, noting that the spirit of volunteerism is necessary to make the world a better place.
Every body has that same 24 hours in a day, and then how you use that differentiates each one of us from somebody else. When you can think about a camp like this and the partnerships that were described, physicians from India, California, and making it happen. How you utilize your ability to do those things can make a tremendous impact.
Heading the overseas mission was consultant anesthetist Dr. Nitin Shah, who has traveled to some 12 countries and has worked on over 100 missions. Regional Director of the Southern Regional Health Authority, Michael Bent, says the hospital has come to know Dr. Shah and his team very well over the 4 years. He says the region is grateful for the partnership and the impact it has had on the lives of residents.
The teams could have gone elsewhere. They didn't have to choose Jamaica. They didn't have to choose Mandeville Regional Hospital. They didn't have to choose the Southern Regional Health Authority. But you came. And what you have done, you have impacted and have been impacting thousands of lives. Yes, you'll have done just over 300 and odd surgeries, but guess what? When you look at the multiplier effect, many families who are dependent on these, in many cases, these persons were once breadwinners. And now these persons are now able to go back to their communities, go back to their homes, and to make a main contribution.
To quantify the overall time and effort invested in the people of Jamaica through the initiative, would easily run into millions of dollars. Thankfully, the team of volunteers from Mind, Body and Soul Ministry and the Kiran and Pallavi Patel Family Foundation understand the old adage that it is far better to give than to receive. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.